RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program, our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by press review, today in history, focus, highlight, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahman. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo to attend Christmas Day in Kupang. Vice President Yusuf Kalla affirms diversity is powerful force for Indonesia. International Human Solidarity Day must be a moment to acknowledge and enforce human rights principles. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo will attend the Christmas Day in Kupang, East Nusa Tenggara, on 28th of December 2015, as quoted by Kompas.com. The certainty of his coming has been clarified by Governor of East Nusa Tenggara, Frans Lebu Raya, on a press conference in office on Friday. Governor Frans asked all parties to succeed the celebration of Christmas Day in Kupang and to make it as glorious as possible with positive reporting. He said that the province administration of East Nusa Tenggara has prepared to celebrate it nationally, such as National Solidarity Day, Mother Day, and Joint Christmas. Vice President Yusuf Kalla affirms that diversity possessed by Indonesia is the powerful force and it is not an obstacle to do activities for defending the Indonesian state. As quoted by Antara News Agency while leading the 67th commemoration of defending the state in Jakarta on Saturday, Vice President Yusuf Kalla said that based on the history, there were examples of many nations which split apart because they could not maintain diversity well. He also said that diversity is not a burden to do activities such as defending the state because it has proved the unity of Indonesia. He further explained that all challenges faced by Indonesia can be addressed by truly maintaining togetherness. International Human Solidarity Day has been a great moment to meet the human solidarity as the responsibility of state in improving and enforcing the human rights principle. It was stated by Manager of National Campaign of Wahana Lingkungan Hidup or WALHI as a non-governmental environmental organization, Kurniawan Sabar in Jakarta on Friday. He said that it needs an understanding that social problems and humanity are the effect of the absence law enforcement and human rights enforcement. He mentioned that human rights principle enforcement and natural resources management both in Indonesia and other countries are still weak. Furthermore, Kurniawan explained in materializing the continuously equal development, the state must pay attention how the people can get access of the development benefit. He also said the people can be main trigger to look at the sustainability of development or otherwise. He added that the people's rights cannot be separated from the sustainable development for their social and political rights. International Human Solidarity Day is annually commemorated on every 20th of December in Indonesia is adopted to become national social solidarity. It is also expected to become a moment to improve the national condition and issue collectively. This was stated by Director of Finer Horizon and Social Solidarity at Social Minister Andi Hadininto to the Era Rural Service. He said the National Social Solidarity Commemoration in 2015 is only internationalization. But for 2015 commemoration, it is to improve national issues. Moreover, Andi Ferdinand Dito also said there is another agenda, such as strengthening civilians' rights by giving marriage certificates and birth certificates. He said that there are 53 million people who do not have birth certificates. They are Indonesian children from 0 up to 18 years old. He expected that National Solidarity Day must become a hope for all Indonesian people to improve their living quality. Related to Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, and as the follow-up the Millennium Development Goals, MDGs, that lasted in 2015 to address poverty, India needs new breakthrough to boost new entrepreneurs. It was stated by founder of Honeybee Network, Anil Kumar Gupta, as one of Indonesia's non-governmental organizations to air a rural service voice of Indonesia. He further said that entrepreneurship can alleviate poverty in his country. Furthermore, Anil Kumar Gupta said related to International Human Solidarity Day, which is annually commemorated every 20th of December, all countries in the world must alleviate poverty. Giving assistance to the needy countries, according to Anil, is a dignity of social creature. Depending the state program held by the Indonesian government must bring forward the values of state inside and love to the state and nation. It was stated by Defense Observer of Indonesian Institute of Science LIPI, Muhammad Nur Hasin, to Rural Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, related to the Defending State Day commemorated every 19th of December. He also said that it needs military basic material on Depending the State program. Furthermore, Muhammad Nur Hasin asked the government to socialize more the clarity of the program of Depending the State to the people, so that it will not raise different understanding whether the dependent state is related to the military service or not. In addition, Vice Admiral and Faisal said participants of Depending the State program who had followed the one-month program will also be participated in the Depending the State forum, so that communication among the participants can be maintained. The last item, Indonesia keeps giving assistance and support to Palestine for the sake of achieving independence and peace in the country, which is still incomplete with Israel. Even Indonesia has donated 128 technical assistances and trained 1,338 Palestinians during 2008-2013, and it will be continued up to 2019. It was stated by Deputy Minister of Indonesian Foreign Affairs, Ain Fajir, while officially opening recent development on Palestine and how the UN and international community should respond in Jakarta on Friday. Ain Fajir further explained that the conflict between Palestine and Israel has not been over yet, so that it needs Asia-Pacific and African countries to support the independence of Palestine. Thus, Ain Fajir said that the agenda of recent development on Palestine and how the UN and international community should respond is not only to discuss but also to fully support the independence of Palestine until the independence of Palestine is acknowledged internationally. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
A variety of important events that occurred this week are summarized in the press review compiled from various newspapers published in the capital, Jakarta. The first is from Kompas Daily. In an editorial on Thursday, 17th of December, this daily writes, "Victory of the People." The resignment of Setia Novanto, the Golkar party politician, from the position as Speaker of the House is a victory of the people. Novanto's political move should be appreciated even though it could have been done earlier. That this, what the people want, is reflected from the comments of religious leaders, the result of the daily poll, and comments in the virtual world. President Joko Widodo, who had expressed anger over the use of his name by Setia Novanto in dealing with PT Freeport, also requested the House Court of Honor, MKD, to listen to the voice of the people. The victory of the people's voice means the victory of virtue, honesty, against efforts by some people simply to retain power. A transparent political system has become a factor supporting the people's voice. According to Kompas Daily, all parties were thankful that the political uproar subsided after Setia Novanto retreated. Indeed, this case has given a lesson to the members of parliament to better maintain their political conduct as representatives of the people. Next is Business Indonesia newspaper. In its editorial on Thursday, this daily writes, "Waiting for a good sign from the rise in imports." The Central Bureau of Statistics on Tuesday, 15th of December, announced that Indonesia's November trade balance suffered a deficit of $0.35 billion due to the realization of import, which was up by 3.60%, while export fell by 7.91%. The government is optimistic that the increase in imports is a good sign that the domestic economy has been improving. Meanwhile, data released by the Investment Coordinating Board mentioned until the third quarter of 2015, the realization of infrastructure investment reached 90.5 trillion rupiahs, growing 12.4% compared to last year. From these investments, transport, storage, and telecommunication subsectors reached 52.59 trillion rupiahs with a total of 505 projects. Business Indonesia newspaper writes these figures really are encouraging amid economic conditions that are less favorable due to global crisis. All parties expect from the above data economy really could soon move normally and businesses re-energize. Last is Suara Pembaruan Daily, which in its editorial on Thursday writes, Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language should be internationalized. ASEAN Economic Community is now right in the corner. To that end, Mahsun, a language expert from the Bandung Institute of Technology, asserted that Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language needs to be internationalized in order to become the language of ASEAN or the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. Because of the other ASEAN countries, Indonesia is a country with the highest number of population. This shows Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian has a majority number of speakers compared to other languages. Suara Pembaruan writes Bahasa Indonesia is currently used by 250 million people of Indonesia, yet it is threatened to be replaced by English once the ASEAN Economic Community is implemented. This will happen because of the government's lack of support. Indeed, the role of Indonesian as a language of unity to 659 tribes in this country has been proven. So, of course, it can easily become a unifying language for the ASEAN Economic Community. According to Suara Pembaruan, if the language is not used in the community, Indonesia will lose its identity. Because language is an identity, the more countries which are studying the language, the increasingly Indonesia to become recognized. That was Press Review over Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, meet again with me, Ani Hasana, in our regular Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We start from an event on December 19, 1949, when Gajah Mada University was established. Gajah Mada University is a public research university located in Yogyakarta or Daerah Istimewa Yogyakarta, Indonesia. Officially founded on December 19, 1949, 3 years after its first lecture was given on March 13, 1946. It is the oldest and the largest institution of higher education in Indonesia and considered one of the most prestigious. The university was established through Government Regulation No. 23 of 1949 regarding the merger of colleges to form a university. Although these regulations were dated 16 December 1949, the Gajah Mada University or UGM's inauguration took place on December 19, 1949. December 19 was intentionally chosen to alleviate the grief caused by the invasion of the city of Yogyakarta the year before. Additionally, it was meant to show the world that exactly a year after the Netherlands had returned to Indonesia on December 19, 1948, the government of Indonesia would be able to establish a nationwide university. When founded, Gajah Mada University, or UGM, had 6 faculties, namely medicine, dentistry and pharmacy, law, social and political sciences, engineering, letters, pedagogy and philosophy, agriculture and veterinary medicine. And the next event was in 1984 when the Sino-British Joint Declaration was signed. The Sino-British Joint Declaration, formerly known as the Joint Declaration of the Government of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland and the Government of the People's Republic of China on the question of Hong Kong, was signed by Prime Ministers Zhao Ziyang of the People's Republic of China, PRC, and Margaret Thatcher of the United Kingdom, or UK, on behalf of their respective governments on December 19, 1984 in Beijing. The declaration entered into force with the exchange of instruments of ratification on May 27, 1985 and was registered by the PRC and UK governments at the United Nations on June 12, 1985. In the joint declaration, the PRC government stated that it had decided to resume the exercise of sovereignty over Hong Kong, including Hong Kong Island, Kowloon, and the new territories, with effect from July 1, 1997, and the UK government declared that it would hand over Hong Kong to the PRC with effect from July 1, 1997. The PRC government also declared its basic policies regarding Hong Kong in the document. In accordance with the One Country, Two Systems principle agreed between the UK and the PRC, the socialist system of PRC would not be practiced in the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region, and Hong Kong's previous capitalist system and its way of life would remain unchanged for a period of 50 years until 2047. The Joint Declaration provides that these basic policies should be stipulated in the Hong Kong Basic Law, and that the socialist system and socialist policies shall not be practiced in the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region. And the last event was in 1997 when Silk Air Flight 185 crashed into the Musi River near Palembang. Silk Air Flight 185 was a scheduled Silk Air passenger flight from Jakarta, Indonesia to Singapore, which crashed into the Musi River near Palembang in southern Sumatra on December 19, 1997, killing all 97 passengers and 7 crew on board. The cause of the crash was independently investigated by 2 agencies. The aircraft was built by Boeing in the United States and the U.S. National Transportation Safety Board, NTSB, under lead investigator Greg Fay, participated in the investigation of the crash. They concluded that the crash was the result of deliberate flight control inputs, most likely by the captain. The International Transportation Safety Committee, NTSC, led by engineering professor Utario Diran, was unable to determine a cause of the crash. And listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.go.id. Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. Today is on 2015 achievement and 2016 outlook of transportation sector. This year, the Ministry of Transportation obtained a budget of 64.9 trillion rupiahs. Although the ministry has undertaken various development and breakthroughs, up to December, the budget absorption has not reached 80%. This was confessed by the Transport Minister Ignatius Jonan to the media on Wednesday in Jakarta. Minister Jonan mentioned several reasons why the budget utilization was below 80%, among others because the Ministry of Transportation has saved unit prices so they become more reasonable and consequently has caused a budget shrink. Admittedly, there was some work program which could not be finished until the end of the year. Not all the targets in the four subsectors of transportation can be realized. Land transportation subsector, for example, can only build 1,050 units of rapid transit buses in 16 cities of the target, which is 3,170 buses in 34 cities. A-type terminals were built and developed at 16 locations of the 47 location target. Meanwhile, in sea transportation subsector, the government has been able to develop non-commercial ports in 150 ports of the 100 target of port development. However, the government could only build 100 pioneer ships of the 103 targets. Also, the government could only open sea transportation route and regularly on 3 routes of the targeted 13 routes. Air transport subsector was the most successful in achieving the target this year. 17 new airports have been built in disaster-prone areas, isolated and border areas. Airports have been built in 132 locations, while the target was only 100 locations. At 27 airports, the target was 26, there have also been constructed passenger terminals. Meanwhile, railway subsector this year can only complete the construction of a railway on the island of Java, Sumatra, Sulawesi, Kalimantan, and Papua for about 187 kilometers from a target of about 3,200 kilometers. Transport Minister Ignatius Jonan wished target which has not been achieved this year can be realized next year along with the program that has been prepared for next year. Such programs are translated into 4 work focus of the Ministry of Transport, namely to increase the safety and security of transport, to increase transport capacity, to improve transportation services as well as the governance and regulations. To support the 4 focus of the work, the Ministry of Transportation will open wide and support the role of the private sector to invest in the construction and development of transportation through public-private partnership scheme or direct investment. Well, that was focus today on 2015 achievement and 2016 outlook of transportation sector. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, it's nice to be with you again. I'm here, Mana Rahmana, to inform you some headlines of national newspaper published in Jakarta on Saturday 19th of December 2015. Well, we start highlighting the headline of Kompas newspaper that wrote Erjail Lino is named as a suspect at KPK. Towards the end of their tenure, the leaders of Corruption Eradication Commission, KPK, decided director of Itipulindo II, Richard Jos Lino, as a suspect in case of alleged corruption in the procurement of Kuwait container cranes of Pelindo II in 2010. The commission announced Lino as a suspect on Friday, 18 of December. However, the warrant investigation by the suspect Lino was issued by the commission in December 15th, or 1 day before Adnan Pandu Praja and Zulkarnain and their position as vice chairman of the commission for the 2011-2015 period. Now we move to Republika newspaper. In its headline, Republika writes, President Joko Widodo depends the assistance of application objects. President Joko Widodo also commented on the banned discourse of service-based application transportation. He opposed the move of the Minister of Transportation Ignatius Jonan, who wanted to ban the apt motorcycles such as Gojek and GrabBike. It is said by President Joko Widodo in his personal Twitter account on Friday, 18 of December. Minister of Transportation prohibited the operation of apt taxis as public transportation. It is considered violating the existing law.
President Joko Widodo assessed that the absence of rules governing apt motorcycle as public transport cannot be a reason to ban them in operation. The government should enact a new rule so that the apt motorcycle can be legal means of transportation, because President Joko Widodo affirmed that objects are needed by the people. Well, listener, we come to an end with Business Indonesia newspaper. In its headline, Business Indonesia writes, in ASEAN, Indonesia is the second best. National manufacturing industry growth, which reached about 5.2% during January to September 2015, makes Indonesia the second-ranked highest in ASEAN region, beating Malaysia, Singapore, and Thailand. Indonesian Industry Minister Saleh Hussein, in the year-end press conference at the office of the Minister of Industry on Friday, 18 of December, said that the good achievement is different from last year's performance. Last year, Indonesia was at the third position. Listener, those were some headlines of national newspaper published today in December 19, 2015. Thanks for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hear news in brief, read by Rahmana. President Joko Widodo will attend the Christmas Day in Kupang, East Nusa Tenggara on 28 of December 2015. As quoted by Kompas.com, the certainty of his coming has been clarified by Governor of East Nusa Tenggara, Frans Leburaya, on a press conference in office on Friday. Vice President Yusuf Kalla affirms that diversity possessed by Indonesia is the powerful force and is not an obstacle to the activities for defending Indonesian state. International Human Solidarity Day has been an appropriate moment to mean the human solidarity as the responsibility of state in improving and enforcing the human rights principles. International Human Solidarity Day is annually commemorated on every 20th of December. In Indonesia, it's adopted to become National Social Solidarity Day. It is also expected to become a moment to improve the national condition and issue collectively. Relating to Sustainable Development Goals SDGs and as the follow-up of the Millennium Development Goals MDGs that lasted in 2015 to address poverty, India NET's new breakthrough to boost new entrepreneurs. It was stated by founder of Honeybee Network, Anil Kumar Gutva, as one of Indian non-governmental organization to every world service Voice of Indonesia. Dependent the state program held by Indonesian government must bring forward the values of state insight and love to the state and nation. It was stated by Defense Observer of Indonesian Institute of Science LIPI Muhammad Nurhasin to every world service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, related to the Defending State Day commemorated every 19th of December. Indonesia keeps giving assistance and support to Palestine for the sake of achieving independence and peace in the country, which is still incomplete with Israel. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
You still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen to our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listener, it is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder. Hello, listener. It is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit Lamongan to taste sego boran, a typical food from Lamongan. So stay tuned. Listener, Lamongan Regency is located in East Java Province. Lamongan has various typical foods. One of them is sego boran. Sego boran is only found in Lamongan. Sego boran can be eaten anytime. Although many culinary develop and enter Lamongan, sego boran is still hunted and always sold out. Thank you. Listeners, Goboran means Boran rice or rice in Boran. Boran is a jar made from plaited bamboo and quite large shape with four legs. Besides white rice, there is also corn rice as other variation. And there are also various side dishes such as soft gimbal made from flour, which is mixed with starch and spices. Then this dal is made as big as table tennis ball and fried. Its taste is savory and unique. There are also tempeh, tofu, and krawu or urap, a salad dish of steamed vegetables mixed with seasoned and spiced grated coconut for dressing. There is also paye or a deep-fried savory Javanese crackers, and also pletuk, which is made from fried soybeans and finely ground, and also letok or yellow seasonings from corn and also mixed with basil leaves. The last, which is considered the most important, is hot red condiment, which is mixed with grated coconut. And for complementary, there are also chicken, shrimp, milkfish, omelette, and many others. These side dishes can be selected suitable with your taste. You can imagine how many side dishes which are served in Segoboran. Listener, presentation of Segoboran is very simple. Banana leaf is coupled together with oil paper and formed like a cone, then joined with a stick that had been cut. Firstly, the rice is put into the container and then the side dishes. After that, hot red condiment is spread on the rice. And the last, paye or pletuk are put on the rice. For letok or yellow seasonings, it depends on the buyer. The uniqueness is the local people believe that only certain people who can cook Segoboran, because the ability to make Segoboran is inherited from generation to generation. Listener, in Lamongan, Segoboran vendor can be found easily. Segoboran is sold along the road. The vendor is usually a woman called Mbok. The big boran or jar is carried by using long cloth. To enjoy Segoboran, usually the buyer sits on the floor. Segoboran is sold starting from dawn until around 10 a.m. local time. Well, listener, are you curious with the uniqueness of Segoboran? So, what are you waiting for? Please come to Lamongan in East Java. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. We meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Miscellany
on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is Era Reward Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, customs and tradition, technology and environment, even lifestyle. Today's edition, we'll be discussing the National State Defense Day 2015, which falls on December the 19th every year. So stay tuned in RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program through www.voi.co.id. State defense is a concept developed by legislation and officers of a country of individuals, a group, or all components of a country patriotism to defend the existence and interests of the country. The foundation of the concept of defending the country is the existence of compulsory military service. The subject of this concept is the military or any other state defense forces, either as a professional job or as a result of the design without knowing or conscription. The attitude and behavior of citizens imbued with love of the unitary Republic of Indonesia based on Pancasila and the Constitution of 1945 in establishing the continuity life of the nation and the country as a whole can be called as defending the nation. Every citizen has the right and duty to participate in the defense of the state. The terms of defense shall be regulated by law. Consciousness and willingness in defending the country essentially is a devotion to the state and willingness to make sacrifice to defend it. Secretary General of the Ministry of Defense, Lieutenant General Prabowo Ediwan, said State Defense Day is celebrated every year as a form of fighting spirit and love of the country. To celebrate the day this year, the Defense Ministry had a musical event followed by 70 rock, pop, jazz musicians who joined together in making an album entitled Indonesia Kita. The event was held at the National Monument Square in Jakarta on Saturday, December the 19th. Ediwan said there are 5 objectives to be achieved with these activities, namely love for the country, willing to sacrifice for the homeland, convinced of the truth of Pancasila ideology, aware of the state and nation, and has the initial capability to defend the country both psychologically and physically. In connection with the songs presented by the musician who joined in Indonesia Kita album, in participation of the program, Ediwan admitted the Ministry of Defense highly appreciated the role of the singers in describing the vision and mission of the State Defense Program. In addition, the Government of Indonesia, through the Ministry of Defense, also had a State Defense Program in 45 district cities in Indonesia. Director General of the Defense Ministry of Defense Potential, Siahaan, said for the initial phase, the ministry, in collaboration with local governments of the 45 districts or cities, prepared as many as 4,500 people as development cadres. The program participants will receive training from civilian instructors. Meanwhile, the core material consists of defending the country and love of the homeland, which cover national values, knowledge of the defense system, and insight into the archipelago. The cadres are expected to have a classification to comprehend, understand, and be able to implement value to defend the state in everyday life. With the various activities undertaken to commemorate the State Defense Day, the people of Indonesia are expected to be proud to be citizens of Indonesia. That was Miscellany Today. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with me, Mariati, in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In addition to shortwave 9525 kHz, you can also listen to this program through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id or through RRI Play and RRI World Service mobile mobile application on your smartphones. In today's edition, I will introduce you to Maria Callista. Maybe Indonesian music lovers are not familiar yet with Maria Callista, but the singer whose real name is Maria Anggraeni Grace Kelly often performs abroad. The Golden Voice singer was the winner in singing contest in 2008 at a national private television. She has powerful voice character and made her to be entrusted as ABU, or the Asia Pacific Broadcasting Union TV Song Contestant, in 2012 in South Korea. And she had an honor to perform at Anugerah Planet Music, or APM, 2012. When performing at ABU TV Song 2012 and APM 2012, Maria Callista sang a song entitled Karena Ku Sanggup, or in English means Because I Can, of Agnes Monica. She chose this song because this song is suitable with her voice character, which is heavy and powerful. Maria also said that the song is like to have been fused with her feeling. Because of that, Maria sang the song gracefully without any burdens and be herself. VOI listeners, here is Maria Callista with her song entitled Karena Ku Sanggup. Enjoy the song.
Tinggalkan aku
Listeners, you have just listened to a song entitled Karena Ku Sanggup from Maria Callista when she was performing at ABU TV Song Festival 2012 in South Korea. At the time, she received as the best performer. The singer, who has born on 4th October 1992 in Medan, North Sumatra, has many experiences in on and off-air stages, either domestic or abroad. She has typical voice and wide vocal range and also amazing achievement since she was teenager until now. Among others, as the first winner in Hong Kong Disneyland Singer Competition 2006, Yamaha Idol 2007, and many others. Besides singing achievement, Maria Callista was a finalist of Abang None West Jakarta Pigeon 2013 and has played as the main character in some Indonesian films. Listeners, Dengarkan Aku or Listen to Me is a song telling about someone's wish to ask for a certainty from her lover who hangs the hope without communication until she surrenders. Dengarkan Aku was written by a couple, Nico Feriandi and Siska Salman. Nico Feriandi often composes songs for Indonesian musicians. The maturity of Maria Callista's vocal makes the song as an expression of one's feelings toward the person she loves. The song is wrapped in sweet rock's music. VOA listeners, let's listen to the next song entitled Dengarkan Aku, or in English means Please Listen to Me.
Berharap
VOA listeners, wherever you are, you have just listened to a song entitled Dengarkan Aku, sung by Maria Callista. Maria Callista also released her first album entitled Amang Na Borju in 2009. VOA listeners, to conclude our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to Batak regional song from Maria Callista with the title Amang Na Borju. Amang means parents, while Na Borju means wise or polite, well-mannered, diligent, and sincere people who is earnest to implement something. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz. 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VOI Indonesia.